You're listening to SBS News.
While most Australians marked Mother's Day, thousands from the Lebanese community queued up to cast their ballots. They were among some 250,000 in the global Lebanese diaspora, voting ahead of the country's May 15 parliamentary elections. Many of them, like Sari Haddad, were forced out by the country's historic economic collapse.
Our country was prosperous, you know. We were working hard and we were playing hard, we were traveling, we were enjoying our lives, enjoying our time, and today there's no hope for youth in Lebanon. You don't have hope unless you leave the country. We're not going to change the country overnight, but this election is our first step to hopefully claim back our country.
The country is voting to select its 128-member parliament that chooses a president, who then chooses a prime minister, who then picks a cabinet. But the parliament has to approve it, and the stakes at this election could not be higher. Lebanon is today in the midst of what the World Bank has described as one of the worst economic crises since the 1800s. Three-quarters of the population now lives in poverty after the long, stable currency lost 95% of its value. Food, medicine and fuel are all scarce, and the government only provides a few hours of electricity per day. To make matters worse, the capital, Beirut, is still being rebuilt after the August 2020 port explosion that killed 220 people and left some 350,000 displaced. Billions of dollars in foreign aid has been set aside for Lebanon, but the International Monetary Fund won't unlock it until the government commits to reforms, and that, in part, is why so much is riding on this election. Some 230,000 Australians claim Lebanese ancestry. Abdullah Abdullah from the Australian Lebanese Independent Forum has been encouraging those who are eligible to register to vote for months.
Why? I don't understand how, after everything happened in Lebanon, you find people still willing to vote for the same parties. So the situation is really, really bad. And if we, as Lebanese, if we don't take the action to change, then we only have ourselves to blame. We cannot keep on only nagging. There is a chance to take some action.
Mr. Abdullah knows one election can't fix the country, but he hopes it might be the first time a significant number of candidates from opposition parties might be elected.
Change is a long process. If we gain 15 seats now or 20 seats in this election, in 2026 we'll get another. Having 10, 15, 20 members, it's an eye inside the parliament to know what's happening. Because we in the 2018 there was one or two, and they were able to reveal many things. So imagine we have 15 or 20 as a start. That's good.
Community efforts to rally voters seem to have paid off. Around Australia, 20,000 people have registered to vote in this election. That's twice as many as in 2018. But last time around, only 2% of them voted for non-traditional parties. Nadim Houri from the Arab Reform Initiative in Paris led a research report into Lebanese diaspora voting behaviours. He says a lot of Lebanese Australians historically have voted for the same parties they had allegiances to when they fled the country more than 30 years ago during the Civil War.
Many people who are themselves today in Australia and other countries, When they left Lebanon, they may have been sympathizers, or their family were, you know, supporters of these political parties that were very present during the Civil War. So there might have been a nostalgia or an emotional attachment to these parties that then, you know, gets frozen over when they became in the diaspora. I think the big question mark ahead of these elections is, will we see the diaspora voting out some of the sectarian and frankly corrupt political parties that got Lebanon to the situation it's in?
Mr. Houri does believe there will be some swing towards opposition parties in this election, but not enough to transform the parliament overnight.
Frankly, the strength of the traditional parties and the weakness of some of the alternative new parties that have emerged don't indicate that we will see a massive, you know, defeat of the traditional parties. They still have very strong clientelistic networks, and we saw that they still even have very strong networks in diasporic communities. But we will probably see a weakening of a number of traditional parties, and I think the diaspora will contribute to this. it would probably not be the knockout blow.
Regardless of who they're voting for, voters at polling places across Sydney did seem to agree that this election would go down as one of the most significant in Lebanon's history. As for Mr. Haddad, he's cautiously optimistic.
In the most, you know, strongholds of all the political parties, there is hope for people from the opposition, new forward-thinking people full of energy that might win seats. If Lebanon needs to step in any future that is going to make us come back at some point, it's going to start within this election.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.